CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my colleague Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill, commenting on a new story from Bloomberg News about digital currency in China, the digital yuan, and its uses or non-uses. Gordon, the digital yuan, the Chinese currency, dreamed about for many years, waited upon. Is this an experiment, or is it the Central Committee or the Communist Party itself that is insisting that this go forward? I'm trying to figure out, because it's not market conditions over there, who's driving this? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And of course, it's the Communist Party that is driving this. It is an experiment. It has been rolled out on an experimental basis. It is now being implemented nationwide. And for various reasons, it reflects all of the infirmities of Communist Party rule.
We welcome our colleague Charles Ortel to comment on digital currencies. Charles, we depend upon you now to understand what I do not, why you need something that's different than the dollar, since it's done very well for 70-plus years. Charles is Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel. The Bloomberg story has a fresh paragraph that I want to read here because it strikes me as that the people are voting. It reads, in Shenzhen, the high-tech metropolis that just extended China's largest digital yuan trial, participants interviewed by Bloomberg showed little interest in switching from mobile payment systems run by Ant Group and Tencent Holdings that have already replaced cash in much of the country. Some balked at the possibility of a digital yuan might give authorities easier access to real-time data on their financial lives. Charles, is this that old adage we learned a long time ago, don't fix what ain't broke?
Very much so. I mean, to speak about the dollar for a second, while a dollar-based global system, in quotes, works, the value of fiat-based dollars relative to gold, relative to other items of stores of value, has steadily plummeted ever since this fiat system came about. So what we're in now, I think, is a contest to come up with a new alternative that on the one hand will allow investors who have large amounts of wealth to be sure that the value of their wealth doesn't erode with inflation. On the other hand, will allow people who don't have any wealth but who do need to buy goods and services the ability to do that on a basis which is free of the type of meddling and abuse, frankly, that you see in countries like China and increasingly in our own.
Gordon, Ant Group, that's Alibaba, right? That's the Alibaba extension. And Tencent is the other competing website. And my understanding is they dominate China. And is that a problem for the digital yuan? People preferring these, I guess they're nominally private systems compared to the state-run system of the digital yuan.
Yeah, first of all, Ant Group is an affiliate basically has some common ownership with Alibaba, but it's supposed to have its own initial public offering, and the ownership of the two groups will diverge. But both are, at this point, very much controlled by Jack Ma, if Jack Ma is still around. You know, when you look at this currency that the Chinese are trying to put in place, it is supposed to be a replacement for both WeChat Pay of Tencent and Alipay of Ant Group. And really, China has the world's biggest and most efficient electronic payments platform, where cash has really disappeared largely in many cases. And right now, really, what the central bank of China is trying to do is to undermine both WeChat Pay and Alipay.
You have a question for Charles, Gordon.
Charles, the digital yuan is really not a cryptocurrency, you know, like Bitcoin or whatever. And I think that is a source of a lot of confusion because, you know, Bitcoin has done very well recently. So people think that China's digital currency will do well. But there are really critical differences here, and I think those differences mean that the fates of cryptocurrency and China's digital currency will diverge.
Absolutely, Gordon. Absolutely. I mean, the Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies hold appeal in particular for people who have large amounts of dirty money that needs to be, in quotes, laundered. And you can, we can try to debate whether or not we can ensure that that only clean money goes through cryptocurrencies. But as a guess, in any sophisticated global situation, the people who want to convert dirty money to legitimate money are going to have the upper hand. They're going to be faster and fleeter than any government, our own, China's, or anyone else. So there is that seedy side, I think, to the crypto world. And then you have the, you should be concerned about engaging in any business transaction inside a country controlled by a large communist party. I mean, that, that would not be the first place I'd look to put anything of value.
The Chinese comments on this are defensive, Gordon. I read from the Bloomberg article, People's Bank of China Deputy Governor Li Bo told a forum last month that the digital yuan, also known as ECNY, is aimed at domestic use, is not meant to replace the dollar. That's very defensive remark, Gordon. I thought the whole idea was to find another currency. Has the dollar suddenly become more attractive to Beijing?
Well, I think what's going on here is that a lot of people had said that the Chinese digital currency was going to be used by Beijing to replace the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And I think it's becoming clear that certainly that's not going to happen, because the digital yuan has a problem. It is not convertible on the capital account, and Beijing knows about every transaction in real time, and people just don't want that to occur. So I think that what China is trying to do right now is to lower the expectations that it itself actually created about a year or so ago when they first really started to talk about this in earnest.
So that's why the competition with Alipay and WeChat Pay, because they're claiming this is all about mainland internal use and not international.
Right. And both Tencent and Ant Group are the ones that could very well be hurt by this. So, you know, I think going forward, this is going to be, as they say in soccer, an own goal.
Own goal. You have a question for Charles Gordon.
Charles, when you look at the value of the dollar these days, you know, obviously with all the spending plans in Washington, people are very concerned about it. What are people that you know talking about in terms of the future movement of the dollar?
Well, one of the smartest and shrewdest investors I know of is Sam Zell, and he has in past years dumped all over the idea of investing in gold, but recently made very significant comments that gold is, that the situation now in the United States and the world reminds him of 79-80, and thus that gold and gold mining stocks are places to put money. I think it's very clear, watching not simply Democrats, but watching Republicans and Democrats in Congress, that the Uniparty is economically illiterate, addicted to debt, addicted to keeping interest rates down. And at some point, we're all going to have to pay the price of that. And that price will be inflation and dilution in the value of dollars. So I'm personally investing in gold mining stocks, perhaps more than I should, and looking at alternatives that will do well if we can see continued deflation or depreciation in the value of the dollar, which I wholeheartedly expect to continue.
Gordon, there's more defensiveness in the Bloomberg piece. A Central Bank International Department speaker says that China faces an important window, that's in quotes, to promote the use of the global use of yuan because of decoupling threats. Is that from the U.S.? Is that, again, it sounds defensive. Is it, Gordon?
Well, I think what they're getting at there is that they don't like the U.S. administration's using sanctions on countries and using the dollar system to enforce those sanctions. So, for instance, you know, go back to the latter part of the Obama administration, where they put these multi-billion-dollar fines on European banks that were doing business with Iran in violation of U.S. rules. And Beijing obviously doesn't want that to happen to them, because Chinese banks are engaged in all sorts of dirty money activities and therefore are vulnerable. So China would like to have a global system where they're not subject to U.S. sanctions.
I take it, Charles, we just have less than a minute. There is no chatter about the yuan being a threat to the dollar recently. Is that correct?
I don't think any informed investors are saying that, particularly when we consider the political risks in China. And they're, as Gordon has documented extensively, their willingness to walk away from carefully negotiated agreements, for example, with Hong Kong. Why would you trust, if you're a long-term based investor, putting any capital of your own inside China right now with this administration? Makes no sense.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel, Gordon Chang of at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.